We're up to Itmar, and we started this sugi yesterday. This is about halfway down the Amud, and the Gemara records a machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about the following question: if someone was makriv, he brought on the mizbeach a non-kosher animal, does he get malchus for that? Reish Lakish says yes, and Rabbi Yochanan says no. The Gemara explains the machlokes that according to Reish Lakish, you get malchus because Reish Lakish holds that a lav habo mechal esei has the same status as a lav, and when the Torah says min habehema, min habokur, min hatzon takrivu, that's an esei that excludes a non-kosher animal. And it means there's an Iser that comes from an essay, and you get Malkus for that. Rabbi Yochanan says, you don't get Malkus. A lav she ba mechal essay is not considered a losas. It's still considered an essay, and an essay doesn't generate Malkus. The Gemara asks a question on Reish Lakish, and this is where we stopped yesterday. Meisve, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks a question from a Braisa. The Braisa is talking about the Iser of Achilas Behemot Meah. The Torah says in Vayikra Yud Aleph, "Kol Mafreses Parsa Vishosa Shesa Prosos Maligera Babhema Osa Tochelu." And the Braisa says, "You eat kosher animals, Velo Behema Tmea, but not non-kosher animals. Velav Habo Mechal Esei. But, however, even though this Isur is an Isur Doraisa, and it's derived from an essay, but nevertheless it doesn't generate Malkus, because the status of a lava bomachal essay is that of an essay, as far as Malkus is concerned. And this is difficult according to the formulation here of Reish Lakish, who says the lava bomachal essay has the din of a losas, and it generates Malkus. So therefore, at this point, the Gemara backtracks and reinterprets the machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Amalei Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmi Badal Tachlifta. Asberly, this is the explanation that I have for this machlokas. Be'evrei behemot mea, if he brings a behemot mea on the Mizbeach, he's makriv the Evarim of behemot mea. That's the Guliyam, even Reish Lakish would agree that this is only a violation of an essay. And even though it's a lav habomachal essay, nevertheless it still has the status of an essay, and it does not generate malchus. And that's agreed upon even according to Reish Lakish. Not like we said before with regard to Reish Lakish. Ki pligi, what's the machlokes? That's only in the following case. The chaya, if he brings a kosher animal, but it's a chaya on the mizbeah, and the machlokas is not le'inyan malchus, but the question is whether he violates an essay v'achi itmar. And this is the way we learned the machlokas. If someone brings a chaya Torah on the mizbech, Rabbi Yochanan Omer over be'essay, he violates an essay. And this essay, the Gemara is going to derive in a second from a pasuk. Reish Lakish Omer eino over below klum. There's no violation whatsoever. In other words, according to Reish Lakish, if he wants to bring a chaya tahora on the mizbeach, vakasha, let him do so. It's a reshus. It's not a karbon that's kosher, but it's a reshus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar over be essay. The pasuk says the beginning of Vayikra Adam ki yakriv mikem karbon Hashem min habehema min habokur min hatzon takriv es karbanchem behema in chaya lo. The Torah is excluding a chaya. And if the Torah says the mitzvah's essay to bring a behema to the exclusion of a chaya, that's called the lava b'machal essay. And he violates such a lava b'machal essay if he brings a chaya. Reish Lakish Omeinu over blokum ha'hula mitzvah. When the Torah says bring a behema, it means that you get a key of mitzvah if you bring from a min behema. If you bring from a min chaya, then it's a reshus and not a mitzvah. The amazing thing about this Gemara is that the Gemara went from one extreme to the other. In the original formulation, Reish Lakish was the machmir, and he said you get malchus for bringing a behemah tmei on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan said if you bring a behemah tmei on the mizbeach, you violate a lava b'machal essay, but doesn't get malchus. So Reish Lakish is clearly the machmir. He's machayev malchus. Rabbi Yochanan is the mekil, says there's no malchus. Now, according to Rabbi Yaakov's formulation of this machlokes, In the case of Makriv Chaya, Rabbi Yochanan becomes the Machmir. He holds he violated an essay, a lava b'machal essay. Reish Lakish is making, and he says you don't violate anything. So it's very strange. The Gemara had a question about how Reish Lakish would square in the case of lava b'machal essay with Achiv Malkis. But the Gemara therefore had to sort of rewrite the whole script, and all of a sudden Reish Lakish becomes the Mekel. So that's a little bit odd. If you take a look at Rashi here, he says you don't have to change everything because of the kasha that the Gemara asked, but rather Rabbi Yaakov had a shmua, and that's the way he accepted it. So this would not be what you call the regular kind of classic shakal of Itari, that because of the kasha he gave an answer and he reformulated. Now, the way we explained Reish Lakish, he's saying that there's a difference between L'mitzvah and a Rishus. Behemah's L'mitzvah, and if you're Makriv Achai, that's only Rishus. The Keren Ora offers an entirely different interpretation. He holds that you have to bring a Korban Behemah, and there's no such thing as a Rishus to bring a Chaya, even according to Reish Lakish. The issue is b'dievet, if he went ahead and he brought a chaya, that's where we say that according to Reish Lakish Kshera, why? Because it's karov lemin behema. Chaya is very often included in behema. And we will see the mashal here. If the Rebbe asks the Talmud to bring him chitin, and the Talmud brought him chitin and siorin, that's not called maver al dvarav. He's not an over al divrei rabbi, he's a mosif. Even the Rav only asked him for chitim, but he never excluded getting chitim plus, so the student now is Mosif Siorim, that's fine. And the Keren Ora's pshat is that only b'dievet is it okay to bring a chaya. Now, the Gemara says, Meisvei, even this reinterpretation of Reish Lakish does not find favor in the eyes of the Gemara. Rava says the Braisa that deals with the case of the prohibition of being Makriv Achayim, the Mizbeach says, Ilu Nemar, if we would have said only Karbal Hashem Behema, that a Behema is brought, without adding these words, Bokar Utson, then I would have said, Chaya Bechlal Behema, that okay, you could bring a chay as well. Chay is included in behemah. Where do we find the chay is included in behemah? Kinyan shenemar. We have in Parashas Re'eh, Zos ha-behemah shatochelu, Shar, Sek, Vosim, Seizim, Ayel Utzvi. So the last on the list are chayos, min chayos, and yet they're included under Zos ha-behemah. So we see that a chay is also included in behemah. So I might think that a korban that's brought from a chayas kosher, Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah added two words, bakar vatzon, that's a mute. Dafka, bakar vatzon, that you're allowed to bring, but not a chaya. Yochal, I might think that only l'chatchila, you shouldn't bring a chaya. Lo yavi, but if imhevi kosher, but the evidence kosher. So the Gemara says no. And I'm sorry, and the Gemara is going to now give a mashal to explain the Havamina. In the Havamina Yochol, I might think that it's the Lamazah Dover Dome. If he brings a Chaya, it's like a Talmud. His Rebbe told him, bring me Chit, and he brought him Chit in a Saorim. She'eino kemavrel dvar. We don't mind. It's not a violation of the will of the Rebbe, but Elamosev al Dvarav. He's adding and he's embellishing. And therefore, in the case where he brings a chaya, he's only adding, but he's not subtracting, and therefore the korban would be kosher. Talmud Lomar, the Torah went out of its way to add bakar vitzon to tell me dafka bakar vitzon amati l'chavolo chaya. And rather, the maskona, the mashal, the maskona is going to be l'mad dover zed dome l'talmud shomer l'rabo. Al tovi li ela chitim, please bring me chitim, and that's all I want. You know, Sonei Matanas Yichi, I don't want any more than Chitin. Ve'evilo Chitin Usiorin. She'eno, Kemosev al Dvarel, Kemaver al Dvarel. The Torah's makpid that you should bring a behema, not a chaya. So this Braisa is a pretty explicit clash with the Shita of Reish Lakish. And therefore the Gemara concludes, upasal that the carbon of a chaya is possible, tiufta reish lakish tiufta, and this upslugs reish lakish, you cannot reconcile reish lakish with this brisa, and no way can we recognize the validity of a carbon from a chaya. Now at this point we are turning to Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis. We are quoting the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Kulam Shekiblu, it means even if a posel, a coin posel, was Makabal Adam, and he was Makabal Adam Chutzim Zman Chutzim Komo, the carbon is still salvageable if there's still Dama Nefesh Yachzor HaKosher V'Yakabel. If there's still Dama Nefesh left over, then a Kohen Kosher is allowed to gather up that dam and be Zorik the dam and save the Karba. So Reish Lakish had a doubt. He was confused about one particular case. Boy Minei Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, he asked this question to Rabbi Yochanan. If a person is Pasul Avoda and he receives the dam, and he went ahead and he was Zorik the dam on the Mizbech, Mao Shayasa Shirayim. Now we're talking about the dam that's left over in the Tzavar HaBehema. And until now we've been discussing a case where the posel was makabel the dam. And now we're going a step further. He was not only makabel the dam, but he was Zorik the dam. And the question is, does the Torah recognize that zrika of a posel, of a coin posel, to establish that the shirayim, whatever dam is left in the tzavara behema, is not royal mizbeach? It's not royal zrika. Meaning, the last of the four avodos is zrika, and that closes the cycle, the seder of the avodos, and there's no room for another zrika after that. So perhaps the Torah recognizes the zrika of a posel, of a coin posel, to the extent that it is the last of the four avodos, closing the door, as it were, from a future zrika, and all we're left with is shirayim. And the suffolk only applies when a posel does the zrika. Now, if he did the kabbalah sadam, the Mishnah says eino osa shirayim, meaning nothing happened. Just if there's more dam, then be zorik the dam. But Reish Lakish wants to know what happens if the posel went ahead and he was zorik the dam. That's already a little bit more far-reaching and more profound. And perhaps it's Yasa Shirayim, which means that the dam is completely posel in Mizbeach. Any dam that's left, you can take it and pour it on what's called the Yesod HaMizbeach. That's what we do with Shirayim. And the possibility here is that it's the first sign in Reish Lakish that, as we said before, the Zrika of the Posel, the Kohen Posel, completes the series. Any dam that's to be found has the status of Shirayim and has to be poured on the Yesod HaMizbeach. Or, shall we say, no, the Zrika of a Posel is like zero. It doesn't register. It's not the completion of the four avodos. And it doesn't in any way engender a psul on the dam. The kosher could now receive dam, if he's left a dam in the tzavara behema, dam and nefesh, and he could be zorik on the mizbeach. Now, by the way, we mentioned that as far as shirayim is concerned, there is a din of shficha on yisod mizbeach. Now, there is a possibility here that in Reish Lakish's second option, we're not talking about shirayim at all. But the dam is fully posel. In other words, in the first side of Reish Lakish's suffix, I'm not sure, it's not absolutely clear, are we talking about Shirayim, that seems to be the first tzad in Reish Lakish, which means that there is a Shvichas Adam on the Yisod of Mizbeach. It's not completely possible. Or perhaps Reish Lakish would suggest that in this case the Dam is completely possible, and the Zrika generates that psul because of the Zrika of apostle, and the Dam is just simply Nishpach La'oma, it just goes out of the Beis HaMikdash. Amale Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan responds Reish Lakish, he says, Ein Ose Shirayim, the Zrika of apostle, even though it's a Zrika Psula, but nevertheless, it doesn't generate the status of Shirayim. But in one case, there would be a Zrika Psula that generates Shirayim, and that would be not where the Zrika was possible because of the status of the Kohen, but rather because of the Machshavas HaKohen. If the Machshava was Lechol Chutz L'Zmano, Lahakdir Chutz L'Zmano, then the Dam becomes Shirayim. We have another case of a Machshava Chutzum Komo. And in both these cases, the Zrika, is recognized, it has the status of generating Shirayim. And why is that so? Hoil umeratza lepigulo, meaning since the Zrika passels the carbon, and possibly in the case of Chutzuzmano, we're going as far as Pigul, therefore that Zrika registers. The Zrika in the case of a Kohen Possel is nothing. It's zero. Command the lesser Dami. So now just find the Dam with a Kohen Kosher and replace the Zrika. But in the case of a Zrika with a Machshava of Chutzuzmano, Chutzum Kohen that generates a Psul, then that passes all the Dam, and any Dam that's left is Shirayim. Now, it does seem to be that if not for the Chiddush here of Rabbi Yochanan, that this Zrika makes Shirayim, then the din might have been in the Hava Mina that the Dam is kosher, any leftover Dam, and he can collect the Dam for the neck of the animal and do a replacement Zrika. That's an untenable position, because if the Zrika was a Zrika Poseles in the case of Chutzum Kobo, or Zrika Hamafagelis that makes the carbon pigul, how can you take a carbon that's already pigul and be machsher it with another Zrika? That doesn't make any sense here. In other words, it's difficult to sink your teeth into what the Chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is when Rabbi Yochanan says that in the case of a machsheves chutzuzmano chutzum komo, the dam has to be nishpach al gabi yisod of mizbech, becomes shirayim. Was there a havmina here that any leftover dam could be used for a substitute zrika and be machshe the carbon? It's already pigul. Doesn't make much sense. And by the way, when we say that the Dam becomes Shirayim in the case of Chutz Lizmano Chutzim Komo, then it means that he can be Zorek the Dam that's left in the Kos on the Yisod. So it's not just the Dam in the Tzavra Behema, but let's say this Dam in the Klishores, and he wasn't Zorik the entire volume that was in the Klishores, the leftover in the Klishores is also called Shirayim, which gets a Shvicha al Yisod HaMizbeach. And it's interesting because we're talking now about Dam Posel, but yet there's a Din of Shirayim, and if not for the din of Shirayim, then you would take this dam that's posel and you would be shofech al gabi ha'oma. Now, it's not clear to me why the dam in this case is Shirayim, and The Chazon Ish claims that what we're talking about here in this sugya is dam that was ola al gabi mizbeach, and therefore the din is im olu lo yerdu. So the havamina here before Rabbi Yochanan was to say that even in a machshava poseles, and the carbon itself is posel and it's pigul, nevertheless the dam itself would have a status of im olu lo yeredu, in other words, that we would be able to do akhtar in the dam instead of shvich al yisod of mizbeach. The chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan is that no, we're not going to apply the din of im olu lo yeredu in this case, because machshava poseles will lower the status of the dam to such an extent that the only thing you can do with this dam is to give it a din of shirayim with a shvich al gabi yisod of mizbeach. Now the Gemara quotes a different formulation of Reish Lakish, of Reish Lakish's Safek. Rav Zvid Masni Lehochi, he had the following, Boy Mine Reish Lakish Mirab Yochanan Kos Posel. Let's say you had Dam that you were Makabal in a Klisharis, and it became Posel. Let's say the Dam was taken out of the Azara. And the Kohen, let's say a Kohen Kosher, went ahead and he was Zorik the Dam al Gabi Mizbeach. He was Zorik Dam Posel on the Mizbeach. Mahu. What's the din as far as Shiyasa Shirayim? In other words, do we say that the Dam now is Posel? Because it was subject to the leftover Dam, I mean to say, which was not taken out of the Azor. But since he did the zrika of the dam that was yotzal chutzal azara, now all the dam, any subsequent dam he can find, becomes shirayim. It cannot rectify and salvage the karmon. Or should we say no? Says Rishon, because it's not shirayim. It has the takana. Let him go ahead and get a kohen kosher to be makabel the dam and do the zrika. Because even though the dam, according to the second side in Reish Lakish is Sofik, even though the dam that was taken out of the Azara is Posel, but we have other dam like Dam HaTzavar that he can use as Zrika without the Psul of Yotze. And that would mean that the Zrika of the Dam Posel is, it doesn't register at all. It's kimanda lesser dummy, and therefore just salvage the carbon by doing another zrika with the dam that's left over. But the first sign of Reish Lakish is to say, no, this zrika of dam posel is not zero. It registers as shirayim. And if you recall in the previous formulation of Reish Lakish, he had a havmin to say that a posel who went ahead and did zrika, he would also make shirayim. In other words, whether or not in the second formulation, the dam that's posel, or in the first formulation, the coin was posel, in both cases, Reish Lakish entertained the possibility of Yasa Shirayim, that the Zrika Sadam is still, to some extent, meaningful, and it generates a psul in all the dam, and all the dam needs nothing more than Shvich al Gabi Yisod, but it cannot salvage the karmon, and there is no takana for this karmon. And that's true in the first suffix because the coin was posel, and that zrika is a zrika. In the second case, the dam was posel, it was yatsa chutzla zara, but the zrika sadam is a zrika. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan responded to Reish Lakish, posel gufa, posel gufe. You know, if you're talking about a psul in the dam itself, gufe, in the atzmo shel dam, my svirlach, what are you thinking, Reish Lakish? Why are you asking what the din is? E posel mashve shirayim. Go back to your original suffix, Reish Lakish. You wanted to know whether a kohen posel creates shirayim with his rika sadam, in which case the damat savor is completely excluded from salvaging the karbon with a new zrika, but rather the dam shebitzavar shirayim has to be nishpach agabi yisod. then logically, says Rabbi Yochanan, let's apply the same yardstick to a kos of dam posel, that if there was a zrika of the kos, it would also create shirayim, and it would posel the leftover dam, and there's no possibility of salvaging the kos. But e posel o mashi shirayim is kos posel nami lo mashi shirayim. If the coin is posel and it doesn't generate shirayim, and we view and we define the zrika of apostle as command the lesser dummy, it's neither here nor there, it's nothing, then apply the same yardstick to the case where the dam itself is apostle, and the zrika is done on dam apostle. And basically, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying to Reish Lakish is, first come to some conclusion in your first suffix, and then ask your second suffix. And now, according to the reformulation, the first suffix, Rabbi Yochanan already got an answer. Reish Lakish received an answer from Rabbi Yochanan that the only time that we establish shirayim on the leftover dam is only in the case of a machshava poselis. But if it was only a kohen posel, then it's command the lesser dam, it would not generate shirayim, and apply the same logic to the dam in the kos. If the dam was yotze, it was posel. Now the Gemara offers another suffek relevant to the whole sugi. He says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Difti Masni Le, he had a formulation of the suffek, Boy Mine Abay Mi Rabba, Karbon Chatos. We're talking about a Karbon Chatos. Shekiblu Es Domo Beshte Kosos. The Kabbal Saddam was in two different kelim. Mao sheyase es chavero dochui. Can the hazah of one kos impact on the dam left in the second kos and make it posel? In other words, in the original situation, both the dam in this kos and the dam in the second kos let's speak about the second kos, was re'uya lahazos. It was royal lahazah. The coin picked up a different kos, and basically he rejected this kos, and if he was unsuccessful with this kos, the one that he picked up, then the other kos is dachui, it's possible. Oh, should we say no? Shirayim, the dam in this kos became shirayim, and shirayim, there's a din of shvicha al gabi yisoda mizbeach. Now, in the first sad, which is called dechia dachui, what do we do with the dam in the other kos? So that's called shvicha le'oma. You may recall that we noted that there were three levels. You know, there's dam al gabi mizbeach, there's dam which is possible, not completely possible, and therefore there's a din of shvicha al yisod mizbeach, and then the lowest level is la'oma. That means, you know, it just rolls out into the rubbish, so to speak. It goes into a place called Nachal Kidron, Rashi points out. But that's the third level, which is called yishpoch li'oma. And that's basically what Rabbi Yirmiyahu is vacillating about in the case of a zrika psula, but this dam in another kos. Does that zrika psula impact on the other kos? And how much of an impact does it have? Is it that it lowers it one level to a level of dachui, but then it still has the status of... Let's switch around the order. In the first side of Rabbi Yirmiyahu, let's assume that it's dachui. Dachui means, you know, shvicha ni'oma. It's completely possible, the dam and the other kos. And the second shot was shirayim, that the dam gets an upgraded status and it deserves shvicha al yisodam mizbeach. And the pasuk that Rabbi Yirmiyahu has in mind here, in Vayikra Dalid, umin Hadam yiten al karnos and mizbeach shall lift the Hashem shabol moeves call hadam yishpoch el yisod mizbach ha'ola asher pesach oel moed. the Torah is mandating Shvichas Adam, and that's what we call Shirayim. And Shvichas Adam, clearly, the Torah says, is El Yisodah Mizbeach. Amalei, so Rabbah responds to Abai's question, and he says, Plukta de Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Virabbanon. That this question really depends upon a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanon de Sanya. We learned it in Braisa. Lamaila, in the parsha that deals with a Nasi, if the Nasi sinned, and he's chayav chatos for that sin, his karbon is called a sa'ir nasi. And the Torah says, v'lokach ha-kohen midam ha-chatos be'etzbo'o. So the Torah clearly spells out kabbalas ha-dam of this dam chatos. V'nosan al-karnos ha-mizbach ha-ola. And then the pasuk says, v'ezdomo yishpoch el-yisod mizbach ha-ola. It says that part of its dam should be poured onto the yisod of the mizbeach. It doesn't say kol domo, all of its dam, but it says part of its dam. That's in the parasha of Nasi Shechotov Chatas Nasi. Then Lamato, later on in the parasha, we're talking, the Torah is addressing the case of a chatos shel yachid. Is there the Torah says v'lokach ha'koy midoma betzba'o v'nosan al karnos mizbach ha'ola v'eskol doma yishpoch el yisoda mizbeach. So what's going on over here? One pasuk with regard to the chatos of a nasi says domo, which means part of its dam. And the other pasuk, the other part of the parasha, in the case of a chatos yachid, says that kol doma yishpoch el yisoda mizbeach, which means that there's no possible shvichas adam on the mizbeach, rather shvichas dam on the yisod hamizbeach, and that's referring to mixas domo, not kol domo. In the case of a classical chatos yochid, it says kol domo, that all the dam should be poured onto the yisod hamizbeach. So the Braisa now presents the Shita of the Rabbanon as to how to reconcile these discrepancies. And the Braisa reads the following. Hu Omer, the Pasuk with regard to Chatas Yochid, says Ves kol domo yishpach. Minayin. So let's dash to the pasuk in this way. Minayin lechata shekibul domo. The arba kosos. Venosan matona achas mizeh. Matona achas mizeh. In other words, we're talking about a classical chatos that needs four matonos on the mizbeach. And now he is makabel adam in four kosos, and he uses each one of these four, respectively four matonos, shekulam nishpachim liyasod. That in the case of chatos, the din of shvicha with regard to whatever dam is left over in these kosos is a din of yasod. It has the same din as what we discussed before about Shirayim of Dam. And how do we derive this conclusion? Talmud Lomar, Ves kol doma yishpoch. All the Dam should be poured on the Yisod HaMizbech. Yochel, I might think, Nosan arba matonis mikos echad yu kulam nishpochim li Yisod. But if he used only one kos, and after he was mekabel adam, he did the arba matonos on the arba kronos of his mizbeach, I might think that whatever dam is left in the kos after the mata and the matan domim, any shirayim that's left over should be poured onto the yisod. Talmud lomar v'es domo, not all the dam. In other words, it seems that only part of the dam is nishpach li yisod. Why is that so? Ha ketzad. And the answer is, Hu nishpach li yisod, vehein nishpachim li ama. In other words, if there's shirayim in the shirayim of dam in the kos that he from which he did the zrika, then that's going to be poured onto the yisod. But if there are other damim in the other kosos, then nishpachim li ama. Why? Because those kosos, the dam in those kosos, was ro'ui li zarek al gabi mizbeach. And therefore there's a din of dechia that is generated by the zrika that was done with the other kos. So it comes out now, according to the Rabbanon, that there's a difference between one kos and four kosos. If there's only one kos, then the shirayim in that kos gets and deserves shvicha gabi yisod. But any dam in the other kosos is completely dachui, and it's nishpach la'ama. Fine. That's according to Tanakam. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, he says, minayin lechata shekibul dom barba kos v'nosan abba matonis kos echad shekulam nishpachim liyisod tamalom res kol dama yishpoch. Rabbi Lezer is focused on the word kol dama, which is one of the two psukim that we mentioned, and he holds that even in a case where the original Kabbalah Saddam was in four kosos, the dam of the other kosos is nishpachim liyisod. Not the way we said it before in the Rabbanim's frame of reference, that the dam of the other kosos is nishpachim liyama. The Gemara now asks a question on Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Vaksiv, you're only paying attention to the pasuk called Dama Yishpoch. What about the pasuk as Dama Yishpoch? In other words, what's Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon going to do with that pasuk? According to Chachamim, at least, we understand Dama Yishpoch that there's going to be some Dam that's Nishpach La'ama, but according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, all the dam is nishpach li yisod. Omer Rav Ashi, hahu lemeute shirayim shebitzavar beima. The phrase, es domo, es domo yishpoch, is coming to exclude any other dam that he can collect from the tzavara beima. The dam was never received in a kli. And once the zrik of the dam was niskabel b'kli, is then the rest of the dam and the tzara b'ema is not considered shiori adam, which are nishpachim al gabi yisod, but rather it's nishpach li'oma. So basically, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon also agrees to the Chachamim that there is some dam that will be nishpach li'oma, on that it's on the lowest level, so to speak. And although he says the dam in the older kosos deserve some recognition, some shvicha, meaning shvicha al yisod ha-mizbeach, because that dam was royal azrika. But in the case of dam shebetzava, which was never collected, never received in a kli, then that dam, which has sort of like no function, no place, no nothing to use for, is going to be nishpach li'ama. Now, our Mishnah mentions that a kosher could pass on the dam to a zar or to apostle and get it back again, and that's fine. And the Mishnah gives here three different manifestations of that one same
common denominator principle that is that if there was a kabbalah satam b'kashrus and then some sort of a hefsek took place, then nothing terrible is happening. So what are the three scenarios? First of all, if the kohen kosher passes on the dominant kli to apostle. Number two, if the kohen kosher, who is makabel adam b'yamin, now passes on the dam and the kli to his left hand. And number three, in the case of a kabbalah sadam in a kli kodesh, and it was royal kabbalah, and then he passes on the dam to a kli chol. He pours out the dam for one kli and puts it in a second kli. In all these cases, the din is that there's no psul at all, just yachzer, just retrace your steps, meaning get the dam back from the puzzle, get it back to your right hand from your left hand, get it back from the kli chol into a kli kodesh utzricha. But we need all three cases. The iash me'inon puzzle. If we spoke about the case where the kohen kosher passed on the kli shares with the dominant over to a puzzle, have I mean I would think my puzzle. What kind of puzzle are we talking about that he can rectify the situation and get back the dam and be zorikit? Is dafka, that's only in the case of a tamei. If the apostle was a tamei, then the dam is not, shall we say, farfalim, it's not lost. Why? The chazi lavodas tzibur. Because the tamei is not such a terrible apostle. You know, he is apostle, but in a case of a carbon tzibur, if it's bar betumah, let's say, if rov Tzibra Tmeim, then the Kohen Tomei could be Zorik the Dam. He's Koshal Avodah. So the Psul of Tuma, paradoxically, is not such a harsh, absolute Psul. And therefore, in this Habamina, we're going to say that if a Tomei is Makabel the Dam, from the Tahar, there's a passing by, that's okay. But other psulim, once it's given over to apostle, where there's no possibility of his being chazi lavoda, in other words, even in avodas tzibur, apostle is apostle, say a balmum, for example. So in that case, we're going to be more harsh than the case of a tamei, and once the dam was hand it over to this apostle, that's it. The dam itself becomes apostle. There's no rectification. The Mishnah wants to say no. That even in the case of a Kohen apostle, nothing traumatic has happened to the dam. Just give it back to the Kohen kosher. Now we get to the case of small. And the Gemara presents the following Havamina. The Iyashmin in small, if he had told me that in the case of small, you can pass it back to your right hand to Islay Hechshera. One second, I skipped three words here. Aval, small, lo. I would have thought that in the case of a Tomei, where we're a little bit more lenient in recognizing the positive here in the Tomei, namely that he's royal avodas tzibur in the case of Tuma, of a carbon shabbat b'tuma, covered zebra, I mean. But in the case of Yad Smol, where the dam and the kli was passed on to the Yad Smol, where even in the case of a carbon zebra, which is bar betumah, that Yad is not ru'il avoda, lo. There's no takana for the dam. And therefore the Mishnah has to go on to tell me the second chiddush, and that is kibel dam biyad yamin, Vinasan liad small. Now let's raise the following question. The first of the scenarios was a Kohen kosher that gave it over to a Kohen posel, and the Gemara is saying that if we only had that case, we wouldn't derive small. Why? Because in that case, what's the posel? It's a case of a tameh. Now, is that just a Havamina? Would the din not apply in the case of a Kohen posel? My impression is that a Kohen posel has the same status as Yad Smol. And the Mishnah is going to tell me, number one, the case of a kohen posel, but that we would have interpreted in the Havmin is only a tame. Once the Mishnah tells me that even Yad Smol is still salvageable, then even if the psul here is a complete, full-fledged psul aguf, then it would still be kosher. The Yashmin and Smol, lefi de Islay Echshera, there is a case where Yad Smol does operate and is valid in Kodshim, and that's the unique case of Yom HaKippurim, when the Kohen Gadol would take the Machta of Gecholim in his right hand and the Kaf of the Ketores in his left hand. That's a Mishnah in Masechet Yuma and Daf Mem Zayin. So the case of Yad Smol in the Avodas HaKarbon is recognized, is validated within the constellation of Kodshim in the case of the Ketores, the Yad Smol on Yom HaKippurim. That's the Kohen Gadol, right? Aval klichol, there's no avoda that's ksher in a klichol, period. And therefore, I would think that if the dam was passed on to was poured, let's say, into a klichol, lo, then the dam is unsalvageable. So the Mishnah has told me that's salvageable. V'yash mina klichol, let's go the opposite way. If you tell me about a klichol, wouldn't that certainly tell me about all the other cases? Because kli chol is the extreme. It's not like tome, where it's salvageable in a case of avoda satzibur. It's not like smol, which is salvageable and meaningful in the case of kaf haketores on Yom Kippur. But now you've told me that kli chol, even in that case, which is non-salvageable, and nevertheless you can pass it back and forth, and the carbon is not posel. Or I could derive from that all the other cases that we mentioned of coin posel or small yad small. So I would have said mishum dechazil kidshayu. There's really nothing negative here about the kli chol. It's just the absence of kedusha, but you can be mekadishit, and it becomes royal avoda aval hanoch. But psulim, those aren't royal avoda klal. Is aim alone. I think that once the dam and the kli got into their hands, it's irreversible, and the dam is posel. The Gemara now clarifies why isn't the dam posel? Vilahevi le dachui. Why shouldn't the dam be posel? This dam was roy, was kosher, was roy lizrika. Now it's nidcha. It's not possible because it's in the hands of a posel. It's in the left hand, it's in the hands of in a kli of a chol, kli chol. Well, why not apply the principle of dichui? And if the dam is considered dichui in this case, then you can't be machsha the karbon. So the answer is Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yirmi Midifti Mishmei Derava. Hamani, this Mishnah represents Hanan HaMitzrihu, the Lesley Dechuyim. Here's a Tana who's of the opinion that a Dovrashaya Royal Akrov Vinitcha Einu Nifsal Bekach, even though it was Royal Akrov and now it's been temporarily pushed off, the carbon is not possible. You can still salvage the carbon. The Sanya, we learned in a Brisa, and this price is addressing the case of two Seirim on Yom HaKippurim. One was the Sar Lashem that was brought in the Mizbeach. The other is the Sar Lazazel, the Sar HaMishtalech, which was sent out to the Midbar. And they brought these two identical Seirim, and they did a Gorol. They decided one is Lashem, one is Lazazel. And the Mishnah tells us in Yoma that if Nishbach Adam, what happens if a psul happens to one of these two se'irim? Let's say, for example, the Sawyer Lashem. There was a Nishpach Dam situation. Then, according to Tanakama, the Sawyer Mishtalech has to die. In other words, there's no possibility using this particular sawyer. It's completely possible because the two seerim go together as a team, and if one of them is nishpach dam, the other one, the sawyer mishtalech in this case, is possible. And that's called yomus. Now what happens is the mishtalech dies, So you no longer have a mishtalech. What do you do with the sar l'Hashem? It says yishpach adam. That's it. There's no salvaging. In other words, you must have both se'irim. Now, if in these cases that we mentioned, because one of the two became possible, the other one is possible, you're going to have to bring two se'irim to replace the original two se'irim, and you're going to have to start from scratch and do the goral a second time. And the reason for all this is because once it was nishpas hadam, and as far as the sa'ir l'Hashem is concerned, that sa'ir has to be replaced with a different sa'ir, then at that moment the sar mishtalech is called dichui, because again you don't have a chalos hagrola now that would generate a hechsher for the sar mishtalech, because the hagrola is completely gone, null and void, down the tubes, because the first carbon of l'Hashem was nishpach adam, who became posel. So, see, and you haven't done a new hagrola yet, so at this point we apply the principle of dichui, and the sar mishtalech is completely excluded. And that principle states, according to the Tanakhama, that nidchel l'shon nidchel yola, and you can't retrieve its original hechsher. In the case of meisa mishtalech, the dam is not mechaper until they replace the sire with another sire lazazil, and you need agrola now, and in the meantime, nidcha adam. But then the Braisa quotes Hanan HaMitzri, and he says, afilu dam because mevi chavero umezaviglo. Even if the dam in the sire Hashem is already in a kos, in other words, we're after the shechita, and then the sire mishlech dies, mevi chavero, you have to bring another sire to replace the dead sire, the mishtalech, umezaviglo, and then we can set up a zivug with this sire l'Hashem. In other words, the sire l'Hashem, even though at this particular moment the hagrola is non-existent because the sire mishtalech died, we're not going to apply dichui to the sire l'Hashem. The sire l'Hashem remains the sire l'Hashem, kosher l'akrova. We just need a new hagrola when we bring the second sa'ir to replace the Sar HaMishtalech, to replace the first Sar HaMishtalech that Nebuch died. So, according to Hanan HaMitzri, even though there was a Dichui, nevertheless is still a Takana. And if that be the case, then in our Mishnah, we understand that according to Hanan HaMitzri, if the Dam was given over to a Posel, or it was poured into a Klichol, or let's say it was Nishpach al HaRitzpah, we don't apply the principle of Nidche, and we just simply replace and duplicate what was, you know, go back to the point at which things got off kilter, replace and reestablish that situation, and then go on in life. The covenant is kosher. But now the Gemara offers a different answer. Rav Ashi Omar kol shebiyado lo havi dichui. In other words, even if we reject the sheet of Hanan HaMitzri, here, the Chachome would be Mode, because he simply has to replace the Dam back into the Klishares, or to collect it from the Ritzbah. That's not called Dichui, that's called Diyodo Lachshiro. And if Diyodo Lachshiro, there's no Dichui. Again, it's one thing when you say that there's no Dam left, it was all Nishbach, or if the Sarya Mishlech drops dead, I mean, that certainly would constitute dichui, and that's what the Chacham say. You got to start with a new set of seirim. But that's because it's not biyodo lachshiro. If it was nishpach kol damo, or if it was the sar mishlech died, that's not biyodo lachshiro. But in a case of biyodo lachshiro, then the Chacham would agree there would be no machlok between the Tanakam and Hanan HaMitzri that lo nase dichui. It's biyodo lachshiro, and that's what you have to do. You have to be machshir the carbon, and as we said, duplicate or replace what you messed up. Now, it's not so clear why, in the case of the sar mishtalech that dropped dead, that's called lo avi biyodo lachshiro. Despite the death of the sayer, He could just simply bring another sayer and replace the first sayer. And Rashi says that in order to make it yodel l'taken, it's got to be yodel l'taken without replacing this karvan. In other words, this behemoth, this animal itself is royal l'taken. And that leads Tosis to ask a number of questions over here. Again, it's a short little Tosis here, kol shem yodel lo avi dichui, but it's a, you know, it's a Tosis that really requires a great deal of research. I mean, Tosis, for example, speaks about kisi adam. It's a sugyan chulin. And it's considered dichui if, let's say, the dam was covered up due to the ruach caused the dirt to cover up the dam, and then afterwards they were able to be megala the dam, and yet that's called dichui, the very moment that it was that there was kisi adam. Now, why don't you apply the principle here of Rav Ashi that it's biyodo lachshiro, and as he could simply re-expose the dam that was covered by a layer of dirt. And Tosfos says, "Kevan di ein mitzvah levatel adichui," is therefore it's lo chashuv biyado. In other words, according to the Torah law, he can leave the situation as is. He doesn't have to make an effort here to remove the offar that was blown onto the dam. He can just simply walk away from it. There's no special mitzvah to undo what was done by the ruach, and that's not called biyado. Then Tosfos asks another question from a sugya in Sukkah about anafav merubin me'olav. So if there are too many anafim, actually it should say anavim, let me just see if he corrects the girsa here, one second. Just give me a second here to check the girsa. Anavav, yeah. So if it's anava of merubim me'olav, there are too many berries, then the Gemara says that the hadas is posel. And Tosfos says, why isn't that considered biyado? Let him just pluck off the anavim, which are more manifold than the olim. And Tosfos answers, ein mamatim biyontif. In other words, there's a technical problem here that he won't be able to do this tikkun. And the reason for that, and to be machsha the hadas, is the reason for that, of course, it's yontif, and this happened on yontif. He's got another kasha here from hifrish karbin vehemir das. Let's say the bala karbin became nebuchamumar, and now he can no longer bring the karbon. And the Gemara says that even if he now did tshuva, and he's no longer mumar, he could not bring this carbon because of the principle of dichui. So Tosfos says, you'll ask me, it's biyado, he could do tshuva. Ein ze kari biyado, kevan di ein daito lachzer. At the moment that he was mafrish the carbon, he had no intention to do tshuva. And that's called ein daito lachzer. It's not considered biyado. Okay, all that has to be studied very carefully. I think my Rebbe has some Torah on that. Maybe we'll get a chance to learn that Torah. Omar Rav Shaya, Kavosi de Rav Ashi Mistabra. I want to bring a proof to Rav Ashi. Because man de shamet le di isle, whoever heard the svara of dechuya, that once something is nidche, it's not chozel a hechsher, he identifies that svara with Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, who's the author of this concept called dachui? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Disnan, we learned in a Mishnah, v'od om Rabbi Yehuda nishpach adam, in the case of the soil Hashem, on Yom HaKippurim, if there was shrichas dam, yomus, the sora mishtalech dies. Okay, now Rabbi Yehuda says, so again, we're applying the principle of dichui to the soil Lashem. I'm sorry, mace hamishtalech. If the
the Soil HaMishlech dies, Yishofech Hadam, notice the Soil HaShem is completely Nidche, V'shaminelei, and Rabbi Yehud himself says, the Omer Kol Shebiyado Lo Havidichu, if he has the possibility in his hands to be Machshir, that's not called Dichui. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we're talking about Erev Pesach, they were Makriv the Korban Pesach, there were so many Korbanos in the Azara, that in the urgency, the running around of the Kohanim to quickly be Makriv all this mass volume of Korbanos, Nishpach Midam Korbanos al Ritzpah. So the Dam inevitably gets poured, some of it on the Ritzpah. And now it could be that there were some korbanos that never had a zrikas adam on the mizbeach, and they became pasul. Therefore, they used to appoint a particular kohen who would take kos echad, hayimimale midam ataroves. In other words, he had in this klishares, he had dam from the korbanos, and then he would take that klishares. And he would scoop up some of the dam that fell onto the Ritzpah. V'zorko, zrika achas kenegid ha-yisot. And that's the din of zrikas ha-pesach, kenegid ha-yisot. In other words, even though this dam that was nishpach al Ritzpah, and now he's using a kli to collect that dam, he can still be zorik the dam in a way that the carbon pesach will be kosher. And we don't apply the principle of dichui. We don't say that once it was nishpach domo, and the dam is on the ritzpah, that is dichui. Shma mino kol shebiyado lavi dichui. This is not called dichui, because even though the dam was nishpach on mizbeach, he has the power and the ability to collect the dam. That's not called dichui. Gufa, let's take a look again at Rabbi Yehuda's logic. Tanya, we have in the Brice, Rabbi Yehuda Omer kos echad hoya, Mimale midama taroves, and why was the kos used to collect the dam? She'imi shofech. If there's dam of echemim of one of the korbanos pesach that was nishpach is nimtza shehu, this kos by collecting that dam and using that dam for zrika is machshiro. Amru lo Rabbi Yehuda, the chacham turned to Rabbi Yehuda and say valo lo niskabel b'kli. The dam anishpach never was received in a kli, and it went directly from the tzavara behema onto the ritzpah. Now dam shenishpach before kabbalah b'kli, before kabbalah sadam, is possible, and that's something that we learned earlier in the Mishnah Daf Chafei Amud Aleph. So how can you tell me that when he scoops up the dam, and this dam supposedly came directly from the tzavara behema onto the ritzpah, that he can be machshir the dam and do a zrika with the dam? And before the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehuda's answer, the Gemara clarifies the question of the Chachamim. Mina yadi. How did the Chachamim know that dam shenishpach and was not received in a klishares? How do you know, meaning the Chachamim who pounced and attacked Rabbi Yehuda and were working with the premise that the dam was nishpach and it was nishpach from the tzavara behemah and never was received in a klishares, and therefore we're not happy with the question of the Chachamim here, Ella, but rather Shem alone is kabbal b'kli. You have to reformulate the question of the Chachamim in a slightly more subtle way, and instead of saying nishpach, you should say Shem alone is kabbal b'kli, and the dam would be posel, but we're not sure about it. Now, you might ask, okay, so we're not sure, and it's possible the dam was this kabbal b'kli, it wasn't this kabbal b'kli, we're just seeing dam in the ritz, but we don't know the nature and how it got there. Why don't they do a zrika, and it could work on the tzad, just in case the dam was this kabbal b'kli? So Rashi and Pesachim addresses this question. And he says this takana was only for chashash rochok. It's therefore there's no real rhyme and reason to be misaking something that is not definitely going to work for some case and scenario that's so far removed. In any event, let's go to Rabbi Yehuda's response to the Chacham. Omar Lahem, and here we turn to Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Af ani lo amarti, I ever said that this person, this appointed Kohen, would be Mamala Dama Taruvus Elkshin is Kabul Bakli. If there was a Kabul Bakli, and then there was a Shvicha on Ritzpah, then send this Kohen out to collect the Dam. So the Gemara asks, Vahu Gufe Mina Yada? How does Rabbi Yehuda, so to speak, himself know where or whether the Dam was this Kabul Bakli? And he answers, Kohanim's reason hand. The Kohanim are very, very meticulous about this. A lot of alacrity. They would certainly be makbid to mekabel all the dam. If there's dam nishpach al haaretz, then for sure you could assume it was niskabel tchila b'kli. First there was a kabbalah b'kli. And if you'll ask me, according to that, if the Kohanim has reason, how is it possible that nishpach adam? So the answer is the Avdin, the Haya is Aramaic for Bimehirus. So again, there's so much going on here with the Kohanim's Rizim and the massive volume of Korbanos Pesach that are being brought now from Chatzos on Erev Pesach and on, is they do it with such urgency, such Mehirus, that Mishtafchin, that it falls out, the dam falls out from the kli. The Gemara is still going to ask on Rabbi Yudva, lo dam hatamtzis ma'orav bo. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yudva l'tamei diyom adam hatamtzis kari dam. So B'li Neder will pick up this sugya about dam hatamtzis tomorrow. And basically we're on the top of Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. And we're on the third line.